Hello.
Hello. My name is George. I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. We're not trying to sell you a product or solicitate a contribution. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter of Orleans Parish?
I am.
Great. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the government's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Very interested.
And thank you again for taking my call. Do you define your racial classification as African American, Black, White, Hispanic, or Asian?
African American, Black.
And thinking about the conditions of New Orleans, public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the direction of public school buildings.
Not really satisfied.
Would you say somewhat satisfied or a little satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. And do you think that improving and maintaining the conditions of the school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
When you hear your friends, neighbors, or co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
A little confidence.
And thank you again for your patience. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you define definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Definitely vote for.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your view. Here's the first one. Maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority, or because of the rise in the cost of homeowners' expense, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings?
The first one.
Okay. Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influence a little, or not at all influenced, to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Here's the first one.
Yep.
Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. Do you strongly influence, somewhat influence, influence a little, or not at all influence?
Strongly influence.
The other one says learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Strongly influence, somewhat influence, a little influence, or not at all influence?
Strongly influence.
The other one says learning that public schools, districts, has a facility management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Strongly influence, somewhat influence, a little influence, or not at all influence?
Strongly influence.
Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Strongly influence, somewhat influence, influence a little, or not at all influence.
Strongly influence.
Okay, and thanks again for your patience. Learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currency pays less than $10 a month in property tax for this existing millage. Strongly influence, somewhat influence, a little influence, or no influence at all?
Somewhat influence.
Now, this one here says learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city. A strongly influence, somewhat influence, a little influence, or not at all influence?
Strongly influence.
Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds for the millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. A strong influence, somewhat influence, influence a little or not at all.
Strongly influence.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewal proposition in the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably vote for.
For, okay. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask some questions for statistic purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school?
No.
A teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No.
A staff member or administrator at the New Orleans public school?
No.
Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18, 30, 31, 49, 50, 64, 61 and above.
31, 49.
Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate, graduated or professional school, law or medical.
Some college.
My last question, do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.